Most news shows are suspect. They don't focus on black issues, and when they do, it's all fluff. How does that help your life? How does that help your family? How does that help the culture? They don't. The Tim Black Show is different. Tim Black gives you news for people who can't stand the news. Real, authentic, researched, entertaining, on point. Don't let nobody take your cornbread. Visit www.timblacktv.com today. Get black breaking news, politics, and culture from someone you can trust. TimBlackTV.com. Join us today.
Welcome back to the Black Podcast. Tim Black's Pause with Tim Black Podcast. It's been a minute, y'all. Let me tell y'all something. I just recorded 3 times, had to start and stop. First time, my mic wasn't on. Number 2, second time, the heater came on. So this is my third time hitting the record, or hitting the record button, trying to start this podcast. And it's been a minute, and I'm glad to be here. I'm glad you remember. Do you remember who I am? I'm that guy that makes that content. I talk that bullshit. I talk politics, pop culture, what have you. If you like it like that, if you like the realness. I've been doing this for about 10 years. I feel like I got a pretty good grasp on things in the political space. I've also been black my whole life. Black wife, black car, black kids, black life. And I drop it like it's hot. And what's unique about this podcast, you may not know this, is I'm not trying to get a job anywhere. So it's really dope that I can just speak my truth. And I'm going to tell y'all something. That's some really rare stuff. Because most people in this space, particularly black folks, we aren't financially secure enough where we could just talk our shit and just be real. And you have people that can do that, but they're young and they haven't done anything yet, most of them. So by the time you are in a space where you can know a little bit about life, been around the bend, actually had some life experience, plus some business experience, plus some work experience, interacting with different cultures, languages, whatever, situations, life, death, scenarios, what have you. By the time you get all that done, you got something to lose. And you're like, I ain't trying to lose it talking shit, telling people what time it is. So I'm a very unique dude in this space is that I have this. I am this. This is what I am. This is what we do. I like money, but money does not rule me. But we all know, cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, y'all. So yeah, it is what it is. But I work for you, as in, I don't work for you, but this podcast is for you. And if you enjoy this podcast, become a member of my Patreon. Support this work. Support what we do. Also pick up my videos. Watch my videos, share my video. That helps a lot. And that's on YouTube and on Facebook and on I'm on every platform, but my main platforms are YouTube and Facebook. Instagram don't give me the love like that, and who knows what's going on with Twitter. Elon Musk is crazy, so I don't know what's happening with that. Ups and downs, and I'm on TikTok too for the shits and giggles. Because everything's promotion, right? Let's get into it, man. Emancipation. I wasn't going to watch this because Will Smith, you know, like, I don't know if I can set aside how I really felt about him to, like, lock in for 2 hours. It's over 2 hours, 2 hours and 11 minutes, if I'm not mistaken, is the runtime of the movie. And, you know, of course, I'm not really down at this point. I've watched a lot of slave movies, and but this is not a slave movie per se. It's more of a guy getting away from slavery, a person running away from slavery, hence emancipation. And, But, you know, the whole thing with him and Chris Rock, some people say it was, you know, made up. It's a fantasy. It's an acting gig. 2 actors acting. I don't think so. You know, we always, I don't think it was. I don't think either one of them needed it that badly. Now, this ain't Little Mama getting on the stage at the Grammys and fronting off Jay-Z and Alicia Keys. This is like, was that the Grammys or the BET Awards? I don't know where it was. But anyway, this is not that, right? So, nah. But I'm going to tell you like this. Like, it's crazy. So check out this dynamic. I say, wifey, I'm gonna go watch Emancipation with Will Smith. She says, I can't do Will. I can't do Will, man. Just a black. That's the type of woman I got. Give it up for Mrs. Black. That's a black woman. I can't do Will. And what's crazy about it is I'm able to watch it. And I'm the person that does content who talked about, you know, the Will Chris Rock thing. And then I watched Will's fake apology. Like, look, if you're going to apologize to me, but it ain't a real apology, don't apologize. Don't insult me with the BS. You know what I'm saying? Keep it over there. Like, if you ain't my dog, you ain't my dog. You don't rock with me, don't rock with me. Don't say you rock with me when you don't rock with me. So it's wild because she canceled Will Smith. And we grew up off Will. Like, Will's part of we in that same age. You know, all of us in the same age. Chris is a little bit older than us. So we grew up on Will, and we grew up with Will. We all grew up together, but we didn't know each other. But I knew her, but I didn't know him. You know what I'm saying? Feel me? All right. Pause. Emancipation, I didn't love it. I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it. I could have did without it, but I'm glad I watched it. The end. I don't know, man. You got Will Smith talking like he's Haitian. I already had to buy that you were South African in Concussion or whatever that was, the CTE movie. Then we got you, like, doing this. Too much, man. Like, don't get me wrong, there were some elements of it that were good, but we still talking about slavery. Guys running away from slavery. He gets separated from his wife and his kids. He gets beaten. He gets treated like an animal. He gets tracked like an animal. It's not good stuff. And then they slid in a couple of elements of BS. Liberalism and I don't know. If you see somebody giving it like a 5 out of 10 or 5.5, that's pretty accurate. Yeah, I'm beyond the point where just seeing a black face in the movie is enough for me. Like, it's gotta do it for me, you know? And it just didn't move me. It wasn't dope. It didn't grab me. Don't get me wrong. It had moments, right? It had moments. I'm not saying don't go watch it. I watched it because I got Apple Plus. I already paid to watch it. Plus, it just raised my rates. They went from $4.99 to $6.99. So, yeah, I'm going to watch this. I'm going to see what's up. It's a sad fact of our history. Slavery is what it is. It wasn't that long ago. I love how people act like it was a long time ago. It wasn't a long time ago. But as I'm watching, I will say this. And I don't want to give any parts about the movie away, but I will say this. It wasn't missed upon me that after we fought for our rights or our freedom and after we were emancipated, that another 50 years basically went by when we were still treated like another 60 years of pure garbage. I mean, really another 100 years of pure garbage. Now we're like semi-garbage. But 100 years after slavery, we're talking Jim Crow, all the way up to like getting civil rights. And we got people going now like, are you bringing up the past? Now, I was born, you know, in 1969. My mom grew up when she was born in the 40s. So my mom and my dad in the 40s. My stepdad who raised me as his own. Rest in peace, Moose. I love you. Love you, love you, love you, love you. They grew up in this, and it's just so dismissive when I hear people talk, you know, when they dismiss, like, because they're 30 or they're 20, they dismiss what other people went through when they were 30 and 20. I mean, everything about civil rights, Jim Crow, all that formed who I am because those experiences are what influenced my parents and how they raised me and what they told me and how I was brought up and those so... But, you know, you young people think they know something, they know nothing. You learn as you go, and history is fundamental to it all. it's unfortunate that people don't get that. They don't get it. The people that don't get it. It's sad. So Emancipation, if you want to watch it, go watch it. There are nuances in it. There are elements in it. They save some of the most gratuitous, you know, violent, you know, depictions for other movies. They didn't have that in this. Though you knew of it, it was happening, but it wasn't visualized. Put it that way. There were some horrible things. But they chose not to display it on the screen, which is pretty much who Will Smith is. You know, cutting out the real shit. So, yeah, that's exactly one of my beefs with him. But yeah, you know, so Emancipation for me was a movie that spoke to the importance of family and the need for families to stick together. And yeah, that's a good jumping off point for conversations outside of that. So I admired it for that. That was dope. That was definitely something that I could take away from the movie, and I say everybody should be able to wrap their heads around that part and the fact that black people fought in the Civil War. Okay, there we go. I was looking for the name of the character that Will played in the movie. His name is Peter. Now, you know the picture of the man whose back is scarred up with wounds from whips, lashes on his back. And he's turned sort of to the side or looking backwards. You know that picture, that iconic picture of a runaway slave. That's what it is. So it's told from the perspective of Peter. I don't know how accurate it is after, other than there was a man named Peter who escaped, came to Baton Rouge, ended up fighting against slavery in the Union, and he took these pictures. I don't know if any of the rest is true or not about his family, about what he went through, the trials and tribulations of escaping and on the road for five, six days. But yeah, so it's based on true events. So take that for what it is. And there was a picture of a runaway slave by the name of Peter, a formerly enslaved person. You gotta be careful with the language, bruh. A formerly enslaved black man by the name of Peter that appeared in Harper's Weekly, and it was photographed by some white dudes who wanted to build sympathy for ending abolishing slavery and wanted to put a face on the enslaved. And also show them fighting. I didn't notice there were three pictures taken of Peter. The one we see is typically the one with the scars on the back, but there was one when he was dressed in tattered clothing, the other when he was dressed in his Union armored uniform, Union uniform. Just the one with the wounds is the one that sticks out. It's the one that's most viewed, most shared. I wonder why. Because we love our drama, too. Black America loves this drama. But if Ron DeSantis and the crew have it their way, they'll never teach this stuff in schools. You know? Critical race theory. CRT. It's just people trying to run from the history, the past, and also the present. Like Jerry Jones. You know, and that's a whole nother podcast. But don't get it twisted. I mean, the liberals, they like talking about it, but they don't necessarily want to do shit about it. So you got Republicans that don't want to talk about the past, liberals that want to talk about it ad nauseum, but neither want to do anything about it, so you're even. There it is. So yeah, that was the movie. That's what I watched. And I hope you guys are doing well. I hope it's almost Christmas here. And there goes your Christmas present. So do I give it a glowing recommendation? No, I don't. Do I give it hate? No, I don't. But I'm not sour, though. It's not because of Will smacking Chris Rock. Not because Will is not who Will was. He lost his luster. That's not it. We all lose our luster. We get old. Things happen. Shit changes. It just didn't move me. I didn't have a trouble sleeping. And at no point did I want to jump up and punch the air. And I could go to work and not If I had to go to work with a bunch of white people, I wouldn't feel funny. And there have been some slave movies, some movies depicting us in that era, that made me not want to go around white people for a while. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? This was not that. Is that good or bad? I don't know. But you be the judge. I'd say if you can watch it for free, if you got Apple, go ahead and get it. I mean, go ahead and watch it. And let me know what you think about it. This is going to be a short podcast because that's all I really have on that particular movie. I just thought it'd be good to jump in with something kind of current that people could kind of use over the holidays to kind of decide what they're going to do. The Tim Black Wolfpack Show, like, look, if you're a member of the Tim Black Wolfpack, I want you to know the show's coming back. I'm dropping a new show. It's time. I feel like it was time to recreate myself and time to recreate my brand and also time to get rid of some of my callers that were annoying as hell. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I didn't get out of the IT business 10 years ago to go do another business where I got to do a bunch of shit I don't want to do and put up with people that I wouldn't normally put up with that are not, we don't have anything in common, nor can you be late and you're trying to make me be something I'm not. I'm not going to be that guy. I'm going to be me. And that's what I ran into, a bunch of liberals who say they mean well. They call themselves progressive, but you feel so liberal to me. Just because you don't like war. And they put up with me. You kind of like put up with me, but at the end of the day, you really want a goofy white dude, or you want a dude raised with a different type of mindset. And my mindset is what it is. I'm Gen X. I'm cut from the same cloth. You like the people that want me to cancel, for instance, Dave Chappelle, and I won't. I just won't. I love comedy. Dave Chappelle has a huge impact on me comedically. I also don't think he means anything maliciously. I just think people got a problem whenever black people are calling out anything other than black people. It's a problem for y'all. You like it all day to listen to him talk about babies. I remember he did a whole bit about babies in diapers at midnight outside, 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning, selling weed. Crack babies. And no one had a problem with it at all. He even brings up a trans person or an Asian person or any other person other than black. People got all types of problems. They want to write opinion pieces. But as long as Dave was shitting on black people, making us look like fools, everybody was good. Everybody was happy. He was doing his job. And anything else is like, oh, you don't get it, Tim. He's really hurt. How is he? I never understood. How is he hurting you? How is he hurting you by making a joke about some shit that's unreal? Like, not even real. Like, what? So these people are not my audience, man. People with brittle spirits, with fragile sensibilities, I don't rock with you. You don't rock with me. Bye. We good. You damn sure don't want for me that you want what you want for yourself. And you're just on a different political spectrum than I. You know, I'm not totally progressive. Like, I want health care. I think everybody should be able to go to the doctor when they want to. And I think that that people should have equal rights and shit. Like, I'm for equal rights and I'm not, you know, and I'm pro-choice, you know. I would rather my wife keep the baby, you know, but everybody's got to make their own decisions. So, yeah, there are things I'm progressive about. Then there's things I'm sort of conservative about, too. Like, you know, I think people should own a gun if they feel like they need to own a gun and they ain't got to go hunting with that shit either. Somebody running your house, you should be able to lay their ass down. I don't know. See, that's where I come from. And I got to be a bunch of corn dogs. Corn dogs. I'm trying not to curse, but so much. I got a lot of assholes who have not lived a life that way, who wouldn't even understand what I'm talking about. Why would, to them, owning a gun is just like, or having guns is all bad. Like, they've never been in a situation where they needed a gun. Or somebody's talking about killing you, taking your fucking life. Or never been shot at. Like, none of these things have happened for them. But they have, like I said, they haven't lived life. But they want to tell everybody else how to live life. Their life experiences are very limited. And I'm just sorry they are limited. And yet you have a lot of opinions. You know nothing. Nothing. So, yeah. So, anyway, the Tim Black Show is coming back with a new iteration, man. We're doing something different. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to getting down and telling the truth about all this shit. like we've been doing, and just going there harder. Like, I feel like I've stopped and recorded so many times. I don't even know if I said this before, but I feel like I'm a lucky human being who gets to say exactly how I feel. Now, I can evolve and I can change my stance from here to there, but it's just a beautiful thing, man. I'm not trying to get a job anywhere. I'm just saying how I feel. This is the way it comes out. I want to be thoughtful, and you know, because it's got to be interesting. You want to consider more than just one vantage point. But at the end of the day, it is what it is, and why sugarcoat the truth? So fuck all the nonsense. So I'm really happy to bring you this new show. I'm going to be announcing the date soon. You'll find more information on my Patreon, or and I'm also going to post it on my YouTube and, you know, other places. But yeah, I feel emancipated. How about that? I feel emancipated, baby. I'm free. I want to be free. And it's a good thing. So hit me up there. I'm Real Tim Black on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Tim Black Show on TikTok. Tim Black and that on Instagram. Why you got all these names? That'll make them all at the same time, bruh. I guess I could make a whole new Instagram for real. Knock my mic over, Johnson, my bad. I guess I could make a whole new Instagram, considering I only got like 5,000, 6,000 people following me. Y'all good? I'm good. Have a great Christmas. I'm going to do my best to be back before the new year, just so we can like wrap it up. I might could do something more comprehensive for New Year's. So, like, look, be free. Be free. Be yourself. Live your life. Be like your news and your commentary raw. You in the right place. I'm your guy. Do no harm, but take no shit. I'm Tim Black. I got number love for you. I'll see you on the next one.